T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Oh, good heavens. I'm not that awesome. Anyway, Phil Kennedy is, and he's at Master Control. So, once again, the Dow Jones Industrial, the stock market has just, it did that. A big one. And two straight days. And honest to goodness, I don't understand the stock market. I truly don't, because, I mean, I don't really understand what has materially changed between a couple of weeks ago when, hey, guess what? Coronavirus cases reported in the United States. Oh, yeah, it's also in China. Oh, yeah, it's in a few other countries in the world. What materially changed between then and now, where everybody is selling off? And I don't know how much money you've lost in your 401k or whatever, but, you know, tender vittles, you know, they're not that bad. We can all get used to them. We'll get used to them together. Are you worried about coronavirus? I wouldn't go to China right now, but I wouldn't. But see, that's kind of a stupid thing to say, because I wouldn't go to China anyway. Never. I just don't have any desire. Oh, there's a wall there, and I can see the mummy of Mao Zedong. Whoop-de-doo. I'll go to Madame Tussauds in Niagara Falls. I'll be just as happy. 803. Do they have a Mao Zedong? I don't know. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you're just joining us, it doesn't make sense to me that people are freaking out because 16,000 people have died from the flu. And by the way, these days, when you get the flu, forget about coronavirus 19, when you get the flu, chances are they're going to tell you to go to the hospital anyway, because they don't want you to develop breathing issues, especially if you are in a high-risk group. And moreover, and just something to keep in mind, this is context, and you can say that I'm crazy, that it's totally cool. I don't care, all right? I mean, I care about you, but I don't really judge my self-worth based on what others think about me. Here's the deal. If I came on the air and I said, hey, Phil, once every 37 seconds in the United States, somebody is dying of coronavirus, there would be panic in the air. Do you mean one person every 37 seconds is dying of coronavirus? What the actual? That's what you would be saying, right? But one in 37 Americans does die. I'm sorry. One American dies every 37 seconds from heart disease. And what's our response to that? I'll take a triple order of wings, extra crispy, please, and two pizzas. Oh, and some fries. And did I mention extra blue cheese? That's our response. So it's like the things that we really should worry about don't seem to register. And these things that might happen, just like a whole bunch of other viruses that were supposed to wipe us all out, we blow these things up. And the real serious stuff that statistically is going to kill more of us than anything, we blow off. All right, let's go to Arnie in a cell phone where it's nice and safe. Arnie, you're on WBEN.
Great topic today. Just to let you know, I have taken precautions to what you were talking about. Lost 30 pounds, started eating right. I went from not able to jog around the block to jogging 30K. I'm going to run around the bay in Hamilton.
Yeah, worked great for Jim Fix. I'm sure it's going to work great for you.
Yep. So thank you.
I'm sorry. Running to me just sounds like a waste of a perfectly good walk.
You know, well, I'm doing that and CrossFit. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
What are you going to compete with Bradley Cooper when he's in town? Are you going to shake hands with Bradley Cooper and he's going to say to you, Arnie, why you?
Because I'm me.
I'm just having fun, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. And so am I. But you know what I find? Like, I'm going to take precautions needed, you know, like everybody else. Wash your hands. Don't cough on people. Cough in your elbow, that kind of thing. There are a few things that, you know, we are looking at. Like, we have family from Italy over. So my wife's cousin's son is over at the University of Toronto, and he is studying. He's doing his master's. He's doing a thesis for his master's there. He's supposed to go back next week, and where he's going is the hot spot for the outbreak. So we're going to keep him for a while, just so that he's not traveling through infected areas and then comes into a house where he has, like, grandparents, his Nono and Nona, and they're not in the greatest of shape. You know, they're not, like, well people. So for him to contract it and bring a virus home, it's not fair to them. So we're going to hang on to him for a while, just so that, you know, once they kind of, it blows over. But that's about it.
Are you going to get him neutered when you hang on to him as well, or what?
Sounds
like you were fostering a puppy there for a minute.
No, you know what I mean, though, right?
No, that shows sound thinking and good quality judgment.
But the thing is that I'm more fascinated about the narrative of this whole thing. Because, you know what, for weeks, like you said, it's been, don't worry about it. And then the CDC today just announced, Americans should be prepared for, quote unquote, disruptions. And it's like, okay, you need to clarify those comments, because, you know, when you say that, that's what gets people into a panic. Like, what kind of disruptions? Food? Now, should I go to Sam's Club? Should I wipe them out of everything? You know, should I go to the bank and take out all my money? Like, should I go buy more guns? Should I get bullets? What should we do, right? You know, and that's the thing. And it just gets people scared to the point where it's like, yes, it's coming.
Do you think that maybe some of this could actually be political, trying to drive down the Trump economy for 2020? I'm just putting it out there.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% that the narrative has become political, and it's going to get very political on both sides. And, you know, like, the thing is that everyone's thinking because it's in China, it's going to come to the West Coast. It's not heading that way. It's heading east from China into the Middle East. It's already started there. Iran has cases, Italy, obviously. It will get to Africa, and then it will eventually make its way into probably, I would say, South or Central America via the Caribbean and some of these places that other people like to go for vacationing. It will end up there, and then, yes, it will end up here. But that's a ways away. I had H1N1 when it came out. I called it the Heine. I had the Heine, and let me tell you, that wasn't fun. I went from feeling great in 4 hours to feeling like somebody was stabbing me in the throat with a million needles. And by the time we got to the doctor, I had a full-blown chest infection.
Aye.
My wife had it, and then so they gave me antibiotics and a puffer, and my wife ended up on Tamiflu. And that's, you know, that was serious enough for me to, like, yeah, that was pretty bad. But we are healthy people, so we, you know, we fought it off. It wasn't nice. It wasn't a good time. But we did. Now, here's one thing I want to leave you with, is that, you know, South Korea has it. It's out of control. They've admitted it. Nothing from North Korea. And it makes me wonder, what are the North Koreans doing to prevent the spread of this? You can just think all you want, but I am pretty sure that if anybody coughs, they're getting shot.
You know what? That actually is kind of interesting. I don't know what North Korea is doing, but I mean, the thing is, you don't have to worry about any foodborne illnesses in North Korea because there's no food.
Yeah, I know.
So they got that going for them.
Yeah, but it's just it's one of these things. Like, there's a lot of countries that have been pretty tight-lipped about certain things. Like Iran, I'm surprised that we even know what's going on in there. I was amazed that, you know, that they said there's 100 cases. I'm pretty sure there's more than that. You know, it's going to get it'll get to the poorer areas first of the inner cities in, like, the larger countries, like, you know, your country, my country, that kind of thing. Once it gets into Brazil, you know, San Paulo, it's going to pretty much, you know, spread through those slums like wildfire.
Well, hopefully before it does all of those things, there will be a workable vaccine against it.
Really? Agreed. And that's
what... But like you as an H1N1 survivor, you know, I forgot to mention that one. That was another virus that was going to kill us all and cause the population of the world to be depleted.
Yeah. It didn't...
So like I say, I mean, we go through an apocalypse every few years.
But, you know, it's one of those things. It's like you said, it's just, you know, the hype, it's the apocalypse of the week, you know, when it comes to some of this stuff, right? You know, but you made a good point about heart disease and other things. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that people can be doing to keep themselves healthy. And if you're healthier, like if you're trying not to have a heart attack and you're healthier and you're eating right and you're exercising, all these other illnesses that can attack your immune system, like viruses, your body has a better chance of fighting them off, and then you have a better chance of, you know, not getting as sick.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I'm glad you called. But I mean, the downside is this diet I've been on since November, no booze at all, not a single drop. It's like the eighth circle of hell. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Paul in Snyder. Paul, you're on. Hello.
Tom.
Paul.
How am I supposed to follow that call? You covered just about everything that could be covered.
Well, you've got your own unique mind, your own unique thought pattern. Let's start there.
Right. Plus, everybody I know, well, a few handful of people have been bugging me. How come you haven't called in lately? Because I guess they've got listeners.
That's funny, because people usually say, how come you haven't had a decent show lately? So I guess we're even.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll try to help out with that.
Thank you.
So, when this was all starting up a few weeks back, one of our state universities locally had a press conference that there was some sort of the media was asking them, should we be concerned about students returning from China from winter break? And the spokesperson said, oh, well, we made kind of a politically correct statement. And okay, so, I mean, that's been in the back of my mind the past few weeks. And then it seems like today, and everybody is getting on a certain president's case or something about not doing enough. So I just wanted to ask what you thought about how a few weeks ago it wasn't such a big deal to have 700 people return from winter break from China, and now all of a sudden 3 weeks later it's the president's fault. Do you follow?
Well, look, I mean, they're going to weaponize anything they can and use it against President Trump. And I remember a certain radio talk show host about a year ago saying, I wonder what they're going to do to wreck the economy for 2020 to try to hurt Donald Trump being elected. Oh, and you know what? If it wasn't this, it would be something else. Anything that is out there that, you know what, they could spot an asteroid, all right, a million light years away from Earth that could potentially come within a million miles of Earth, making it a near hit. And that somehow is going to be Trump's fault for not doing enough to stop, you know, to be Superman and fly into space and steer it away and have it hit Lex Luthor.
Could cure cancer and wouldn't be good enough.
No, but you know, I put nothing past the establishment media and political types. Hold on, Paul, if you have more you'd like to contribute on WBEN. And you know what? It's just, to me, it doesn't make statistical sense. 16,000 people die of the flu. Nobody's talking about that, but it's all about coronavirus. because I guess it's new and it's novel. People have been dying of the flu for years. Who cares? But coronavirus, it's new and it's from China. And oh my. Here's Paul in Snyder. And Paul, you were saying.
Yeah. And so just how an issue with a virus can turn how political in this atmosphere of, politics. I mean, it's just a shame. You would think. I think it's kind of like a magnification of, like, when you try to talk to a friend or even a family member sometimes about anything political, instead of there being a conversation and discussion and sharing of ideas, it's just like all of a sudden it's like, boom.
Right. Hey, Paul, I got to get on to some other people. I just have one question for you. When you got that subscription to Sports Illustrated that sent you the phone you're using, do you still have the subscription to the magazine or just the phone? All right, I got to go, man. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later.
Okay, well, so yeah, I go. All right, it is... was it me or was that hard to hear? Okay, yeah, it was. See, I never know anymore if it's me or if it's the phone. But remember when you used to okay, there used to be things called magazines before. It was like the internet on paper, and they were so desperate in the 80s. When you subscribe, we'll send you this free phone. And it sounded like one of those phones. And I know because I was a talk show host when those phones were calling into talk shows. You could always tell. All right, here's Chris in Buffalo on WBEN. Chris, hello.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a couple quick points to make. Number one, I am a little concerned about this, only for the fact that I have two small children, one who has what's called viral-induced asthma, meaning when she gets sick with a virus, it can cause her to have an asthmatic response, which is already horrible when you're talking about a respiratory disease. The other thing that makes me worried about this is the incubation time, how long people are staying asymptomatic while being able to spread the virus. That alone is cause for quite a bit of concern. And it being able to live on the surface for 3 days, as long as it hasn't been cleaned. That does give me some concern. And it being a novel virus, it's never been introduced into a human body. So there is no natural, like when you're talking about the flu, I mean, most humans have had the flu and you just get sick because it's a different generation of flu. You still have some protection.
Well, unfortunately, though, already, and by the way, I'm sorry, your phone is kind of cutting in and out. Unfortunately, we've already had 16,000 people die of the flu this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The flu's been raging.
But are you okay? At least you have a rational reason why you are extra concerned about it, because you've got a child who is compromised in terms of the ability to have a respiratory issue when a virus hits. So that's obviously a rational concern, and all you can do is practice basic hygiene. Scrub and clean a lot. Wash your hands a lot. Make sure you don't eat a bat wing. And try to keep yourself in good shape.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not concerned for myself. I'm 32. I'm in relatively good health. But, that's the other thing, too, is just how contagious this seems to be. I mean, you got all these cases in Korea came from one person going to a church. I mean, and it spread like wildfire, it being aerosolized. And it's funny, you had one of your callers earlier talk about the Wuhan Viral Institute there it being a possible bioweapon. I don't think a bioweapon would ever come out of a declared site that everybody knows exists. But what's funny is this disease shares a lot of a lot of commonality with SARS, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome.
So, right. But I mean, by the way, if you got more to say, I'll put you on after the news. I just asked that you get to a better phone to do it. But, does anybody else remember flesh eating bacteria? Anybody remember necrotizing fasciitis? All right. That was a big thing just a few years ago. And then it's like it had its run and it went away. Thank God. 28 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm not trying to be flippant about this, but I think you got to keep everything in perspective.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, by the way, everybody knows this song. Nobody knows who did it. All right, there's people out there. The Vapors. Okay, yeah, you're right. So if you ever want to win a drink at a bar, it's Turning Japanese, and the group is The Vapors. The Vapors. And you're welcome, by the way. It is 437 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So the stock market has Wuhan virus and a second straight day of a nosedive into the ground, which honestly I do not understand for the life of me because this virus has been out for a while. We've had cases reported in the United States already, and again, just as perspective, 16,000 people have died from just the common flu. 16,000 people. That's a lot more than have died from Wuhan virus. But Wuhan virus, coronavirus 19, there's a whole bunch of coronaviruses. That is the one that is being reacted to on Wall Street. Somebody on Facebook said that his personal effect is, and I don't know if this is true or not, I've got no reason to doubt it, it just doesn't seem practical, that the place he goes for his Friday fish fry stopped serving Friday fish fry fish because the haddock was farmed in China? That doesn't seem like it would be real profitable. Farming fish in China and sending them over here. I mean, I don't know anything about the fish industry, but I'm just saying. But you know, again, you know, I don't mean I'm not gonna get all preachy because that isn't me. You know, I'm not a preachy kind of guy. I have no right to be a preachy kind of guy. Believe me. But just think about this for a moment. Fish fry, fried food, heart disease. One person dies every 37 seconds of heart disease. And we don't take that in the same way as if I said, in the past 37 persons, folks, one person has died from coronavirus in the United States. You'd be freaked out. But it's heart disease. And I guess because heart disease has been around so long, we just don't take it as seriously as something like this. I mean, this is dramatic. This is one minute you're healthy and the next minute you're not. Come to think of it, kind of like a heart attack. One minute you're healthy and the next minute you're a general. I'm just saying. I think a lot of times we as human beings worry about the wrong stuff. Let's go to Colonel in North Amherst. Colonel. Going once. It's that line. I'm going to put it on hold because let's go to Dan on a cell phone who says, I'm not taking this seriously enough. Dan?
Yeah, Tom, Dan, how are you, buddy? Yeah, no, I don't think you are taking this seriously enough if you think it's on par with, like, some of this other stuff that's going around.
You mean like the flu that's killed more people than coronavirus? You're right. I think the flu is far more serious than coronavirus.
So when you're talking a 2% mortality rate, and you've got as many people getting sick all at once as are, I think it's a really big deal. I mean, it's just figure there's maybe five people per household. count down 20 houses on your street, you got 100 people. Okay, so 2%, that means just drop two, any random two. And then continue down your street. You know, if you got 40 houses, that's 40.
So why isn't Seattle and Chicago and Toronto, why aren't these places all shut down? Because they've had outbreaks, they've had coronavirus, but you're not seeing those people going into a panic.
Community transmission. They have not had outbreaks yet. They've got some of the, some cases there, but they're in isolation. Once it breaks out, there's no holding it back.
Now, I'm sorry, I've heard this far too many times in my lifetime to lose sleep over it. Flesh-eating virus, H1N1, the avian flu, the bird flu, all of these things were supposed to wipe out humanity as we know it, and all I know is the sun still rises in the east, it sets in the west, and the morning will come.
Morning will come. It will not wipe out humanity. It will kill millions of people. It'll kill more people than the flu. There's going to be a great big inconvenience for quite a while. You're going to see incredible healthcare loads. The healthcare facilities will not be able to keep up with it once it gets going. And that's the biggest problem.
Well, see, that's what the media wants you to believe, because the media wants a crisis of the day for ratings.
I don't.
It's to the media's advantage. Get people watching TV. Get people buying newspapers. Get people listening to the radio. The latest updates on coronavirus.
Have you not seen any videos out of China? Are they all fake?
Of course I've seen the videos out of China. And you know what? It's China, where people crap in the streets. Kind of like San Francisco.
10% of the world's population is in lockdown.
That doesn't mean they've got the virus.
All right, here's what I
mean. How many false alarms do we have to go through before we realize that the media is like Chicken Little?
I don't think it's a false alarm. Here's what I say to you. Watch Great Britain. They have a very similar social and political structure as us. They're a couple weeks ahead of us. As goes England and Great Britain. That's USA in about 6 weeks following. I'm telling you, man, don't underestimate this thing.
Well, I'm telling you, don't let every media story about the end of the world convince you it's the end of the world. We've been here many, many times before. Flesh-eating bacteria was another one that was going to destroy us all. I'm more concerned with Lyme disease. I honestly think you should be more concerned around here with Lyme disease, because the deer are taking over our neighborhood, and there's a far greater possibility that a deer tick is going to burrow into your skin and infect you with Lyme disease than there is that you're going to come down with Wuhan virus. They just don't see it. Let's go to the Colonel in North Amherst again. Take two.
Yeah, take two. Are we still there, Tommy boy?
We are there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I have tinfoil all over my house, man.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know what that's going to do except make Ultraman a mate.
Well, maybe.
Remember Ultraman on Channel 29? Oh. I always thought he looked like a giant aluminum-wrapped guy, but what's on your mind?
Not too much, man. This is they're getting pretty crazy about this. Also, I have to tell you a little joke.
Well, no, Joe, we're trying to keep it on target here, okay? Are you concerned about Wuhan virus?
It's like this. The coronavirus, right? They named it after Corona beer. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're wrong. Seriously, I have another one. Enjoy yourself and switch to meth. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. There are a number of different coronaviruses so named because of the, corona or crown-like. I'm getting my Latin and my English confused, and no, I don't speak fluent Latin. Let's go to Bronson in Ontario, who says I'm way off base. All right, tell me why I'm off base. Why isn't China half dead yet?
Tom, you're basing everything on the Chinese government's numbers. Like, the government of China is lying. there have been a lot more people that have died of this than what they've said.
How about the government of Italy and Canada and the United States? Are they lying too?
No, they're not. But
I mean, we had one of these fear-mongering guys on the internet who last week said that a local hospital was harboring a number of coronavirus cases and that the state was on a gag order. People couldn't discuss the coronavirus. And there's no such thing going on.
Yeah, I'm just saying the actual like number of people that have died from this is probably over 100K. That could be just in Wuhan alone. Like, we don't know.
You're saying probably, and you can't possibly back that up. You can speculate, but you can't back it up.
Sure, but there's no way. Like, the thing we know, the number that they're saying out of China is a lie. Like, we know that for sure. Like, they're running the crematoriums 24/7. They're bringing in portable crematoriums. Like, Tom, this is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
How old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Okay, you're 32. I'm 56. I've seen a number of world-ending plagues come and go. The morning will come. Please believe me.
I'm sure it will. I just want to say, too, like, the markets, man, the markets are sleeping on this. Like, the second biggest economy in the world is pretty much shut down, and the markets didn't budge.
Well, what are you talking about? The markets have tumbled 2 days in a row when nothing has materially changed.
No, I'm saying for like the last 2 weeks, the markets weren't budging. And yeah, I shorted the NASDAQ. Like, I crushed it today because the media is lying. The media, they were underplaying this, man. This is like black swan event. This is the tinfoil hat time. Like, this is crazy stuff.
Dude,
crazy! This is crazy stuff. Like, gold is going through the roof. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah.
It's the real deal, Tom. It's the real deal.
See, I've seen a lot of crazy crap in my life, and this is just the latest episode of crazy crap in my life, and more importantly, crazy crap in the history of the world.
But just wait until the products stop flowing. Like, it's cut. China's basically on shutdown. Like, in Shenzhen, they make about 500,000 iPhones a day. The Foxconn facility is shut down for like we like that's huge. That's massive. 500,000 iPhones a day. Apple's the biggest company in the world, and you're telling me that like this is just the flu? Like, give me a break, man. Like, this is massive, massive.
My God, when you're through putting your skirts over your head, change your panties, would you?
Oh man, no, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. Like, cause the markets were frothy. They were overvalued, and then this came on, and the markets weren't really reacting to it. So it was like a massive short opportunity, and now the markets are caught off guard. That's why there's just this epic like fallout in the market, because they were shocked. They were shocked. The markets were moving based on the chart. They're like, oh, the virus is slowing down because the Chinese government was showing. Like lower cases. Like, the Chinese government's lying. It's like the fakest of the fake news. The numbers that are coming out of China, like, it is.
And that would mean that again, can we just get a grip? Every other government in the world with Wuhan cases is also lying, and these are cases that have been around for more than the incubation period, and we haven't exactly seen widespread apocalyptic outbreaks taking place.
No, but if you actually think about it, this has been coming around since December. It's been seen in December in China. And
since viruses spread geometrically, no, wouldn't you think New York City would pretty much be wiped out by now?
No, Tom, just think about this, though. Just think about this. It was in December is when the virus started. January 25th is when they put Wuhan on lockdown. Like, 2 months, it basically brought a country to its knees. Like, it almost stopped the whole, like, numbers are like 90% down for economic activity in China. Like, that is crazy. For a country of that size to be brought to its knees in 2 months, like, that's concerning, don't you think?
I think you're totally overreacting. I think the stock market is totally overreacting. And again, I'm sorry, but I've been here before. I've been here before a lot.
I agree.
I got to get to some other people, but my God, if we could just go back and go through the list of the various plagues and maladies that were going to eliminate humanity, there would be no end to them. And yet, here we are. And these things always start out with sound and fury, and in the end add up to nothing. I hope I'm right. I think I'm right. But, you know, it don't underestimate the idea that a lot of the panic is designed to bring our economy down, because our economy goes down. What's coming up in 2020? Use your common sense. Presidential election. And think about the legacy of George W. Bush and how Barack Obama got elected. Why was that? In large part, what? You think the economy had something to do with it? Or the perceived economy? All right. I don't know if this gives you any relief or not, but remember when AIDS was first identified? And, yeah, we were told it basically was the end of civilization as we knew it. Because it, too, is contagious. We have a winter storm watch in effect from Wednesday evening through Thursday afternoon. Basically, it includes the city of Buffalo, Niagara, Orleans, Northern Erie, and Genesee counties. You guys could see 4 to 8 inches, 1 to 2 feet possible from Wednesday evening through Saturday afternoon to the south and to the east counties of Buffalo. We'll have the full forecast on the news at 5. Right now it is 37 degrees, feels like 29 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The Wuhan virus. Now, see, I don't understand the stock market. I really don't. And one of the reasons I don't is because the Wuhan virus has been around for how long? And the stock market was on a tear, man. It was a bull market. And then the CDC comes out and starts talking about coronavirus Wuhan in the United States. And we've had 2 days of carnage, absolute bloodbath on Wall Street. And what has changed? What has changed? I'm betting that the dam is going to hold. I don't think the floodwaters of destruction are rising past our shoulders. I really don't. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Bill in Eden on WBEN. Bill.
Hey, happy Mardi Gras, Tom.
I'm not big on Mardi Gras. The allure of women flashing their breasts at me died a long time ago.
Yeah, from yesterday's show, I guess there aren't going to be any more of those celebrations outside your studio.
No, not at work, and yeah.
But thanks for the memories, nonetheless. I thought, one little thing on that, it's ironic that if a man talks off-color and suggestively to a woman he doesn't know, it's called sexual harassment. But if a woman talks off-color and suggestively to a man she doesn't know, it's called $1.99 a minute. So I never really figured.
Oh, nice.
Okay, regarding the topic at hand, the Wuhan virus, I had some statistics for you. The CDC confirmed 57 cases of the coronavirus here in the U.S. That's an increase of 4 from Monday. But all of those new cases were evacuees from the Diamond Princess cruise ship that you saw that was off the coast of Japan. So in all, the confirmed cases include 40 passengers who were on board the Diamond Princess, 3 people evacuated from China, and 14 U.S. cases.
And those were people, were they not, of those 14, almost all of them, if not every single one, had visited China?
Let's see, of the 14 cases, 8 were in California, 1 in Washington State, 1 in Arizona, 2 in Illinois, 1 in Massachusetts, 1 in Wisconsin. So it's possible that they might have visited China, it makes sense. I had a little bit of a personal link to this because the only cruise that I ever took years ago was to Alaska, and it was actually on the Diamond Princess.
Oh.
So I was thinking, like, I've been on that ship before, and I was imagining what it would have been like, especially the stateroom that we were in, like, was an interior one without any light to the outside, other than, like, when your interior lights were on, but... Because I saw on that they were like, what, afterwards, 3 people died from that cruise ship. There were 691 confirmed cases, 688 existing.
Hold on, because you've got statistics here. I guess I can get to them after the news break on WBEN. You know, I mean, speaking about cruise ships, you know, cruise ships have morgues. You are aware of that, right? A year ago, when we went on our Nerds cruise, we did not leave the port until 10 hours after we were supposed to have left the port. You know why? Because guess what the porter found in a room? A dead body. So, yeah, somebody died in their room. So they had to call in the detectives to investigate the death. And our ship was held up leaving port because of that rude person who had the inconsiderate timing of dying when we were about to start our vacation. And then I thought, what if we get his room?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.